Len Grossman, what a generous man you are. Thank you for sharing your father's legal briefs and scrapbooks with me, but also for escorting me to Northwestern, providing countless leads for further research and for your own priceless interview. Thank you too to the Martland family and to Hannah Lynn, Alex and Dina Colvin for their much appreciated support. I am indebted to those authors who came before me on this journey, Claudia Clark and Ross Molnar, whose books were an invaluable resource. Thank you also to Ross for sharing research materials and agreeing to an interview. I was saddened to learn that, like her subjects, Claudia Clark died relatively young. Librarians and archivists across America were extraordinarily helpful. Thanks to Alice, Orange Public Library, Beth Zach Cohen, Newark Public Library, Doug, Glenn and Sarah, National Archives, Chicago, Ken Snow and Erin Randolph, LaSalle County Historical Society and Museum, and the staff at the Reddick Public Library, Ottawa, the Library of Congress, the Public Library in Chicago, and the Westlocks Museum in Peru, Illinois. The most enormous thank you to Bob Wietrogowski of Rutgers, who incalculably enhanced this book. Bob, you are a legend. Thanks to all those who contributed to my research, including Rainey Diaz, Gordon Dutton, Stephanie Jackins, Stacey Piller, Cindy Pozzi, Amanda Cassidy, D.W. Gregory, Eleanor Flower, and Gerilyn Backus. Additional thanks to all those who gave permission for the use of photographs and to all my American hosts. Writing this book has proved to be a life-enhancing experience which took over my entire world. Thank you to John and Beth Gribble for their continual cheerleading, to my sisters Penny and Sarah for their support, to Joe Mason for exemplary New York hospitality, to Anna Morris for her wise words, and to all my friends for their endless enthusiasm for this project. Thanks also to Natalie Galsworthy, Ed Pickford, and Jennifer Rigby for generously sharing their professional advice. To Duncan Moore, my husband, thank you is simply not sufficient for all you have done for this book. I am indebted to you for your love and support, but most of all, for your perceptive guidance and direction, supplied, as ever, with your innate creative wisdom. Thank you for everything you have done for me and for the women, and for being my first reader. Finally, I'd like to thank the whole team at Simon & Schuster for their support of this book, in particular Jo Whitford for her editorial feedback, patience and hard work, Jamie Criswell for PR, Sarah Birdsey in rights, and Nikki Crossley for her in-house championing. Very special thanks must go to senior commissioning editor Abigail Bergstrom, who shared my desire to tell this story. Abby, quite simply, without your publishing vision and belief in this book, it would not exist. Thank you so much, not only for what you have done for me, but for what you have done for the Dial Painters. Their story has now been told, and it would not have happened without you. Thank you, from the bottom of my heart, for giving them a voice. Kate Moore, 2016. You have been listening to The Radium Girls. It was written by Kate Moore and read by the author. This has been a Soundings Audiobooks presentation. If you have enjoyed this production, please write to us at Isis House, King's Drive, Whitley Bay, Tyne and Wear, NE26 2JT, or call 0191 253 4155. Or visit our website, www.isis-publishing.co.uk, and you will be sent a full list of our recordings.